Good morning. Okay, it looks like the microphone is working this morning. Okay. Yeah, apparently the other day when I had the malfunction, I had inadvertently clipped the microphone too tightly against the visor of my ball cap, and then it wouldn't. But for some reason, it wouldn't pick up. I'm not exactly sure why or how or what, whatever. The microphone clearly was not working, and I recorded the inside of my pocket for 18, 20 minutes. So, to go back, and I had to look them up, but to go back to chasing numbers and tasting the ceiling, when I went to the dentist's, was it Wednesday? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday. There were workmen on the roof. I don't know what they were doing. They had big trucks of stuff that was being craned up to the roof. I think they were laying an additional inch or so of insulation on the roof. And apparently one of the bundles got away from them. They were all through the appointment, the chair kept shaking as they, you know, put things down, banged on stuff upstairs, whatever. I had headphones on, so I didn't really hear much, but the chair was shaking. And then all of a sudden there was an earth-shattering kaboom. And I opened my eyes just in time to see the overhead tiles in the ceiling, the suspended tiles, jump. And actually, what I saw was them settling back down again, and the dirt falling into my face, my eyes, and because it was the dentist, into my mouth. The dentist was, to say the very least, quite upset. I was filled with nitrous oxide. I didn't really care, other than it tasted funny and it was gritty on my tongue, so they washed my mouth down, took some swipes at my eyes to get the dust out of my eyelashes and out of my eyes and off my face, and then finished. But they were quite apologetic for the remainder of my time with them. So now I can say I've tasted the rainbow and I've tasted the ceiling. The rainbow was marginally better. So yeah, interesting experience. And true story, bro. It was very weird. I don't know what they did for the rest of the day. I don't know if they put up some plastic sheeting or something to protect the chair or what, but yeah, that was quite a trip. Chasing numbers. John Ward had me watch Black Mirror on Netflix. Season 3, episode 1, Nosedive. About a young woman whose purpose in life is to get a social ranking of above 4.5. Because if she got such a ranking, then she'd be able to afford the apartment in an exclusive complex of other people who are of her caliber. And the story is about a culture that instead of tipping, awards stars. And they have facial recognition built into their irises so that they look at somebody and they can see what their name is and what their rating is. So they can choose to award or not. It's all quite it's all quite cliched. It's like, yes, okay, fine. So people expect to be given 4 stars, 5 stars. Somebody gets a 3 star and it's an insult. A 1 star is slap in the face. And so social pressure, like, you don't swear in public, you don't raise your voice, you don't do this, you don't do that. If you do, then everybody around you votes you down. And then, of course, it ignores the trolls, because it makes it possible for people to rank anonymously. So you can get a 1 star, but the chances are you'll never find out who gave you the 1 star. Just that the 1 star shows up. And of course, it's the journey for her from pastel perfect in her tasteful sweaters, pastel skirts, white blouses, carefully coiffed hair, to rolling around in a swamp. Literally rolling around in a swamp. She'll do anything to get to her goal, which is a higher rating, higher number. And while she is looking for a higher number for a reason. She wants the number so that she can get this apartment. The reality is that even before she knew about the apartment, she was chasing her number. She was chasing a number. Now, John Ward thought that was a cautionary tale about where we are as a culture and the effect of social media and a bicycle built for two. And yes, this is what will happen if we aren't more careful about social media. And I was like, okay, man. It was pretty cliched. You knew where I was going relatively soon in the story, and you knew that the big carrot that was being dangled in front of her wasn't actually real. But she went for it anyway. And then there was the wise older character who advised her as she went. There was a certain overly gratuitous use of the F-bomb, just to be edgy, I think. And all things considered, it was meh. And so I was talking to John, and I said, you know, chasing the number is always the dumb move. It doesn't matter if you're chasing, you know, income, credit rating, bank account. Chasing the number is dumb. And so he asked me what the smart move was, and I said, well, chase the goal, chase the goal. You need a credit rating so that you can afford to get a house, okay? So you put stuff on credit and you pay for your rating by paying off the credit cards quickly, and eventually your credit rating goes up. You know, why are you chasing money? Well, you're chasing money because you want to pay off your mortgage. Monk post. So you can reduce your monthly income so that you don't have to work as hard. Chasing the number, you know, I want to be a millionaire. Why? Well, it's just because it's cool. All right, and assuming you make it, then what? I say, that's the problem. It's like, and then what? Assuming you make it, and then what? Assume you don't make it, and you can always work toward it if the goal is high enough. But chasing a number, chasing an arbitrary number, is overlooking the reality of why it's just what. Because what tells you how? What do you want to do? I want to improve my credit rating. I want to have more income. I want to, you know, want to buy a house. I want to buy a house is a goal that is not chasing a number. It's something that is concrete, is objective. Why you want to buy a house is an interesting question, and that's really up to the individual to answer. There are good reasons for buying houses. There are good reasons for not buying houses. As an investment, it's a pretty good deal. Because we've doubled our money in 20 years in the house. The house we have now. So as an investment, it was pretty good. It's paid off, so it actually does belong to us now. If we sell it, we get to claim the entire amount of capital gains tax unless we roll it over into another house. I'm always going to need some place to live, so there's that. Chasing a number, just for the sake of the number, and so many people do it, but, so John told me about perks, apparently on Instagram, if you have a certain level of influence, then people will send you things that you can then evaluate and post on Instagram and provide advertising for the company that sent you stuff. Okay, fine. $3,000 tablet to an artist. Okay. It would be nice if somebody would send me a new computer, but I don't really need a new computer. It's not really, I really have to have one. The new Windows Studio computers look very, very nice. The advertising on it looks quite tempting. It's not something I really care about, I really want. I've just got a new computer. I do need a new portable. I'm going to have to take the netbook down to Mile High today. When I go in 4 hours. Because I have not yet got a new portable. I could take my 15-inch Linux laptop. Could. But it's big, it's bulky, it's heavy. And it's more machine than I really need to take with me. It's more... It would be more attractive than the netbook. With the netbook, I'm not going to hang around in the room playing on the computer when I could be out talking to fans, talking to other writers, hanging out with the people that I've gone to Mile High Con to visit with. I do have the capability to handle some email, sort of. I need to find a trackball to take with me. It has the capability for me to do some writing. I have to put the work in progress on a jump drive to take with me. Oh, and I also did 1,000 words before I came out for the walk this morning. So I've got some words in the bank for today. I'd like to try to get another 1,000 before I leave. But my goal for the day was 1K. My goal most days is 5K. And I haven't been making it. I've been making 2K, 3K. One day I didn't make any. Which was disappointing. But we're at 50,000 words. 49,900 and change. So call it 50,000 words for fire. If I'm going to get to 100,000 words, I need to get 10,000. I need to get 50,000 more words to get the story down, so that I can brush it up, send it to betas, which I'd hope to do this weekend, but failed. And then get it to Karen, so that I can turn it over to Podium the first week in December, the last week in November. So anyway, yeah, I'm going to Mile High Con down in Denver. I'll be leaving here midday. I have a 4 o'clock panel that I have to get to. I need to see if there are any 2 or 3 o'clock panels that I want to go to. There's actually a 4 o'clock panel that I want to go to, but I'm in a different 4 o'clock panel. And I won't be back until Sunday evening. I've got an afternoon panel on Sunday. And for once, I'm not doing a NaNoWriMo panel. I'm not quite sure what happened with that. I have to look to see if there actually is a NaNoWriMo panel, or if they've just chopped it out. It was a very popular panel. The last couple years, 3 years maybe, the room has always been elbow to elbow. It's always been a small side room, and it's always been crowded. Maybe they aren't going to do it this year. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, but it's going to be Saturday and I'm going to be in Denver. So I probably won't talk to you again until Monday. Happy Halloween. Happy Chauvin. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.